Damn, sis.
Wait, what? That happened to you too? Girl, no, he didn't. Women at their finest in their darkest hours. Welcome to the Damn Sis Podcast, hosted by Christina and Christine, two lifetime friends. It's the Damn Sis Podcast.
Hey, hey guys.
Welcome back. We ain't really got much of a song today, but we were talking, we were doing our own little private catch up, y'all, and Christine started speaking a word. So I was like, let me hit record because everybody needs to hear this. Because when I tell you, Christine on her little preacher,
you know, when I get on mine, get up on there.
We got no collection plate, but if y'all would like to,
not a collection plate.
You surely can, because we need.
We were talking about our week, basically.
If you don't want to, you know, if you want to take the collection route, that's fine. We're going to be like some churches that pass around 3-4 times. We're going to just.
Can you imagine at a church and the offering plate come back to you? You like, did I just get it?
Did I just do this? Or better yet, I love when they be looking like, you know, because they got some mega churches in Atlanta. If you don't have cash on you, that's fine. We got an ATM in the back. If you need to write a personal check, this is who you write it to. We got Cash App, Zelle.
I've seen it where on the envelope. Because you remember, it used to be a thing when they had an envelope, right? And you put your offering in the envelope, put your name on it.
Some churches still have envelopes, but you know.
But these envelopes was different, okay? Like, I'm surprised I'm not seeing QR codes for Cash App.
I'm pretty sure that's there. I'm 95% sure the church that my mother go to has a QR code for you to pay tithes to.
Very unsettling to me.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah. Now I am all for God and church. Yes, I am. But stuff like that bothers the crap out of me. This is why I left that church. The pastor takes a helicopter to eat.
Christian, what church you was going?
He does. My mother's pastor takes a helicopter to each service because he has a church in McDonough. He has a church in Decatur. He has a church in Stone Mountain or somewhere else. So he doesn't get stuck in traffic. He takes a helicopter to each service. Exactly. That same look you gave is what?
What am I hearing?
To be honest, it wasn't that bothered me. It was the fact that if you need like help, or if you need financial help for the church or from the church or whatever, they make you take a financial class, which I get it could be beneficial in some aspect. But when people are facing like hard times, they're not worried. Like, yes, they're worried about their fucking bills. But I'm not also worried about like, oh, yep, I spent $2 extra on the damn avocado. Shouldn't really be doing that. Like, you know, how can I rework my bills?
Not
like, I'm sure they look at
the
bills every chance they get because they're stressed about them.
Like don't throw.
That's what had bothered me when I realized, like, when I learned that you had to take a financial class to even be considered to get help, because even then you're still not considered. Because what they do is after you take the financial class, they see how many times you've tied in the last year,
Christina.
And then they'd be looking like, are you a regular member?
I don't want to.
Do you participate
within
the church?
We're going to have to figure out what this church is.
I'll tell you the name of the church afterwards. Do you participate in the church? We don't really see your name on things that you like, you participate. I can't just be a member and be attending. And then I came to my church because I need help. No. So once I learned all of that, I was like, okay, this is not church for me.
Yeah, no.
Not to say that church is not it, but that was not the church for me. I was like, I can't be in a church. Like, this is how the person that you're helping has to go through all of these hoops. They're already stressed. And you want them to go through all of these hoops just to prove that they are worthy of your help? No.
What I don't like, whether it's the church or at work, They call it, you know, being transparent with their employees, but they will talk about money a whole lot, you know, like the breakdown of a company. This is costing this. This is costing this. We got to pull back on this. Some people like that type of transparency. I find it to be very, I don't know, pointless for me to know that. Like, if I'm doing my job, I don't care about how much you're getting paid if I miss a visit, or if, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if it's in the medical world, I don't know. I just find it to be very weird. But that right there, like, that would throw me off. That threw me off with the church that I went to. I enjoyed this church so much. And one Sunday he decided to have a breakdown of how the church operates, talking about money, things that, like, what goes into the media as far as, like, broadcasting the sermons. I hated that.
Wait, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have those conversations, but have it with
the whole congregation.
Yeah. Well, why everybody in the church need to know about this? Have it with the committee. As long as I'm tithing, how am I supposed to, like, why I need to know the breakdown of how much you paying the drummer every week?
I don't give a shit about none of that. If we about to close, then let's talk about some fundraisers or something like that. But I don't necessarily, I don't know. I just don't find it to be motivating. Some might disagree.
I don't. That right there really bothered me. And so that was, like, I learned all of this, to be honest, right before COVID happened. So then I transitioned anyways to, like, I guess, like, broadcasting, because the person that I started listening to was in a different state. So I couldn't attend anyways. So, like, they put their, like, sermons on podcast form. So then I was listening to it like that or whatever. But yeah. Mm-hmm. No. But that's not the word that Christine was talking about. We went off on a whole other tangent.
Sorry. Completely. I don't even know how we got there.
Never know how it goes.
We were talking about our week. And I was telling her that I have to have a constant reminder of why I'm staying where I'm at, you know, in life, work, whatever, like, just to kind of get through it and kind of push through. So my friend and I, every morning, we are sending each other inspirations. And boy, I need an inspiration today. So I shared with her an inspiration that I sent yesterday, and it said, "The road to success is dotted with many tempting parking places." And I just reiterated that where we are working at this time is definitely a parking spot. And I don't know.
When I tell y'all, that hit me like a ton of bricks. Yeah. Because that ain't a word right there for you. I mean, where you are in life, it's just a parking spot. That's how you gotta look at it. There will be many more. You can get on the highway if you want.
I'm really just trying to get back to the road of success, because I keep running into, like, the same issue. And I know that I feel like I have to take ownership, because I keep putting myself in the same situations and expecting a different outcome. And so, you know, you take ownership too, where it's like, this clearly is not for you. I don't care how great. And this is, I tell people all the time, it is never the patience. It's never the actual work that I have to do. It's admin. Like, it's always admin. And I just don't get it. So that was one of the words.
So do you think that this is your sign to transition into a different industry altogether?
I think I'm going to start definitely mixing and mingling and just really put my best foot forward to things that I said that I wanted to do. I still most likely will work, probably not for this company, for much longer. But that's the thing, I enjoy the work. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, if I could find a different company and hope that they have a better culture there, I just have to be mindful that it's temporary. You know what I'm saying? Because ultimately, like, we know that I want to do therapy, and I'm actively, like, studying and doing my hours and stuff like that. And so, again, it's temporary. Like, all of this are steps to the next level. So I'm just trying to be mindful that consistency gets you where you want to be, you know? So I'm just trying to be mindful, but I do got to still pay my bills. So for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm going to do what I have to do, but I'm going to try my hand at things that I've been wanting to do.
That's the thing. You need to try your hand at things you've been wanting to do. And Christine was saying, like, you know, we are very much capable of doing things that we want to do. It is just our own fear and lack of self-confidence that is holding us back. And I say, once again, you ain't said nothing but a word, because I've been saying for multiple years certain things I want to do. And the way I don't do it is just because I just don't feel comfortable or confident doing it. And the only way that you're going to get confident
doing it,
if you do
really
it,
just so. Doing it. I think I shared with you guys the book that I'm reading, and it would slip my mind the name of the goddamn book. But basically, I'm gonna look it up. But the author was saying that he kind of simplifies it to rich people, poor people, right? And this is not rich dad, poor dad. But basically, he's saying that, hold on, what is it? T. Harv Eker. Yeah, that's who it is. Basically, he's saying that rich people do, you know, like he kind of breaks it down where he says, like, you know, if you're doing these things, I already know. Oh, of course, the millionaire mind. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Basically, he's saying, like, with rich people, they would try their hand at whatever they think they could do, right? And not know all the facts. Meanwhile, a poor person is going to study it to death and never do any action towards it. And I was just like, well, I will research something to the T and talk myself right out of it before I even try my hand at it. Like,
very true, but I also think that might be the Virgo within us, but
type of thing.
But I completely agree.
It's debilitating.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, and just to hear that reassurance of somebody that is a millionaire, it's like, listen, you do not have to know what the next play is gonna be. Like, get immersed into it, try your hand at it, do it, see if it's for you. Try and figure it out. And if it's not for you, at least you attempted to do it, you know?
That's true. Because that's also a thing of, do you want to live a life and think like, oh, I could have done this and this and this, and who knows where it could have taken me? Or I was just too scared to do it.
And you ever look at somebody like on Instagram and things like that, and you're like, oh, this person is rather successful. And it's like, you know, not to take away from them, but it's like, oh, I could do that. And it's like, then you got to question yourself, well, why aren't you? Yeah.
Why aren't you? And to speak on that, I don't know if you watch, you watch YouTube like I do, but I don't know if you watch her. Aaliyah Face? Okay. Aaliyah Face is a beauty lifestyle content creator, whatever. She makes very good content, great content. Like, if I was to make content, I would want my content to be like hers, because I think she makes great content. Just bought a Bentley truck because baby girl been grinding. And she literally made a whole speech about how, like, when she, like, undid her, like, thing or whatever, like, how, you know, this thank you to everyone that supports her. This is because of you. But also, this could be you. Don't think that I'm any much more special than you are. You could do this. And I'm like, you know what?
It's consistency. Like, when I think about it, there's so many different brands of the same thing. I think of stuff that's so simple. I went to a grocery store and I was like, so many different goddamn pickles. At the end of the day, it's just a pickle. And I really feel like there's definitely enough space for us all to eat and things like that. It's just consistency. And I mean, I think when you come to terms that shit, I'm lazy as hell. You know, and I'm not going to be that person that is judging on the sidelines. Like, I can't hate on nobody that's willing to put that work in.
I think I also like to use the excuse of, oh, well, I got a lot going on in my personal life. I got a lot going on. Like, I work 40 hours a week. Like, I don't have time to, but like,
and you,
if I don't make the time to do it, then how is it going to get done?
Yeah, who's going to do it? Like,
I completely agree. There's more than enough space for like everyone to eat. I always feel like someone's going to like your stuff, whether it's the people that you thought would like it or somebody that's completely different from what you thought would be like your niche or your people. You just don't know.
And my thing too is like, you know, a lot of when you listen to, because there's a bunch of different content creators that I follow on Instagram that I really enjoy watching, you know, whether it be like they started off doing hair. A lot of them started off doing hair and then they transitioned into makeup, maybe clothes, and now they're doing like their relationships. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of beautiful to see this person develop, you know what I'm saying? To see them develop and really kind of go through trials and tribulations in front of a camera, which is not easy, you know, at all, because people are definitely judgmental and we know people are real crucial when it comes down to comments and stuff like that. But just to see the consistency, I don't know. I find it to be beautiful. But what I was saying is when they tell their stories, like I said, they're not doing anything that is out of the ordinary, but it's really like I believed in myself. Like at before, like one girl, she was like, I never really fathomed that I would have had all of these followers. She was like, because that wasn't the first thought. I didn't think about what y'all may have wanted from me. All I thought was, this is what I want to put out. And I was hoping that people would gravitate to it. And I think that's really what it is. Because you could tell when somebody's genuine with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You can tell.
Like this, and I don't know them by name. I suck with stuff like that. But it is what it is. But there's this one lady. She was a teacher for years. And started doing her natural hair stuff. I can't believe I don't remember her name. She's a twin. Beautiful woman. But now it's like, it's more than hair. It's her relationship.
She has a twin sister. Are they young?
They look really young, but they're like, I want to say closer to 40. Like 37 or something like that. I don't know why I want to say her name is like Mary something. Let me see what pops up if I type in Mary. Nah, her damn name ain't no goddamn Mary. But it's something like that. Oh, no, that's the other one, Mary Kay Bella. I like Mary Kay Bella, too, from YouTube. Oh, she's hilarious. Like she would do like reviews on like Amazon wigs, you know, how to put a wig on, all types of stuff. Like, I don't know. Like I said, being yourself, believing in yourself goes a very long way, I think.
It does. And if you ain't gonna believe in yourself, then who is going to?
It's hard though, like, you know.
It is hard. I think it might be, you know, it's easy. Sorry, y'all. It's easy to give grace and to give praise to other people, especially your friends when it's like come to doing something. But to give yourself that same grace and praise, it'd be like on a whole nother level. It'd be like, I can praise Christine all day for doing things because I know she a bad bitch. She can do anything that she wants to. And I believe that. But also giving yourself that same grace, like, or that same, keeping that same, that same like mental mentality of like, I feel the same way I feel about Christine. I should feel about myself.
We shared that. And I don't know if that's a Virgo thing where it's like, you ever hear people tell you, like people tell me all the time, oh, Christine, I don't worry about you. I know you're going to be successful in whatever it is you choose to do. You're so this, you're so that, you're so this, you're so that. And a lot of the time, I'd be like, what are y'all seeing? You know what I'm saying? Like, why haven't I seen this or whatever? I don't know. But her name is on Instagram. I am Mary Bennett. And I don't know. I just really enjoy her content. I really enjoy it. Yeah. I'm going to send you her page right now. And I mean, all types of advertisements from appliances. Like, she didn't think it would have gone this far. And I was looking at a podcast, Pivot. I really love Pivot with Kevin Hart, who was on there. And Kevin Hart basically was saying, like, he could have never fathomed his success being what it is, with him owning, like, his own network and making jobs and stuff for other people. Like, he was like, I wanted to do comedy, and that's what I was focused on. But then the people around me started to change. My desire started to change. You know, I started to really kind of, like, get deep into myself and kind of push myself to, like, new limits. And he's fucking Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So, believe in yourself. Kind of go through, you know, at least do it. Like, try and do it. And it sounds so simple, but I know how hard it is with all that's going on in the world and just being, like, tired. But it's like, if you don't want to be where you are in the next year, you at least got to put your best foot forward. You got to.
That's true. That's my, and I think that's kind of my motivation to myself right now, is where do I want to be within a year? Do I want to say, wow, look how it's been a year and my life has completely gone a 180 and or 360 or however you want to say it, and I am from where I started to where I am now, this I would have never even imagined that this is where I am. But I'm so happy that I have made it here to this point. Or do I want to look back and say, well, you could have had this. Or even if you could have did this. But now you're still sitting at your same desk, still doing the same thing you was doing.
That's like the worst feeling. When you are living what you did not want to live, you know what I'm saying? Where you're like, oh shit, nothing really changed.
Nothing really. And we just talked about this. I just said, I completely believe in divine timing and, like, you are where you need to be within the, your world right now. But I also think you can hold yourself back.
But ultimately, it's you that holds you back. It's you. It's your mind. Like, it's so funny you say that. My aunt and I constantly try to motivate each other to work out and eat better and do things like that. And then we both would tend to just crash, you know? And I was like, it's that little bitch inside. That little bitch inside would be saying, don't go walking today. You tired. Go lay down. Mm-hmm. Don't go cook. Mm-hmm. Pizza's right there. It's only $5.
It really is. I've been working out. I've been getting up at 4:30 in the morning to work out. My trainer is out of town this week, so have I worked out once this week? Ask me, have I even gone for a walk this week? No. I mean, just said we're going to, like, cut out carbs and stuff because we are, like, 30 days out from our trip. Ask me, did we have pizza last night?
I had pizza last night, too. I got a salad.
Oh no! See, I didn't even have that.
I'll be trying.
I didn't even have it. I'm like, what happened, Christina? You were so in it.
It's 2 days ago. Your own self, and it doesn't help. Like, you know, it's like you want to be comforted and things like that. I don't know. I got to get out my head. You got to get out of your head.
I do.
30 days this trip.
Maybe it's less than 30 days. Ooh. It's like 25 days. They sent me an email yesterday like, here goes all of your paperwork. We can't wait to see you. And I was like, oh, ask me, do I have a luggage? No. Do I have any luggage? No. Do I have half the clothes I have? No. Did I just purchase, like, make appointments for my hair and nails and stuff? Yes. Am I making purchases while we talk? Yes, because
get that shit done. Nah, y'all are gonna have a bomb time.
I need it. I said, I know the world is a scary place right now. And we just got over a fucking world pandemic. But if y'all can hold off on this monkeypox situation, just a little bit longer.
It's an emergency.
It is, before we get to the COVID level where we got the shut the fuck down again, let a bitch go on vacation because she ain't had a vacation in almost 3 years. I'm gonna
close it down. I'll be very surprised if they shut it down.
They're not. We're already in a recession. They can't afford to close it down.
They're not closing a goddamn thing down. Y'all just, I don't even know how people really get in this.
They say it's between like sexual contact and like you have to, like, if someone is infected, they have to like physically like touch you, which I'm like, but we talk and touch to people every day. So like, but they say it's more like a sexual contact, which I was like, Lord, if you wanted me to stay celibate, Because my God, now you gotta ask about STDs and fucking monkeypox all at the same time. You got any of it? Do you have it?
I'm sure there ain't a whole lot of rendezvous going on right now because monkeypox is that shit.
Have you seen it?
That shit looks so painful.
It's scary as hell.
Like,
oh, I was talking about y'all need to like wear your mask and stuff like that because, you know, we have to take COVID tests before we go on our trip. I was like, girl, fucking COVID? What about monkeypox?
Somebody said I would have COVID a million times before I even think about getting monkeypox. Like, that shit attacks your face. Like, it's no hiding there. Yes. Like, you got COVID.
No. It's like all over your body.
You may be asymptomatic where you ain't having no symptoms with the COVID, you know, or you got a little cold, low sneeze, low this, low that. Monkeypox is coming out to tell on your ass, okay?
And this is the thing, though. It's like, okay, the monkeypox situation, it's 10 times worse than what I feel like, I don't know. I had COVID and I was fucked up. Off of COVID, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was down bad, but I agree with I would take COVID again over monkeypox.
That girl said that it looks bad, but it hurts. Like, it hurts, and I'm like, yo, I don't even understand. Like, are they squeezing those? Like, what comes out?
Let me tell you. I'm just about to order some gloves. Well, because we're going through the airport, so I was gonna order gloves anyways and mask and stuff like that. But baby, I already kept hand sanitizer and stuff like that and disinfectant wipes in my car from COVID. But I'm back wiping everything.
I know they keep saying that, you know, a lot of people are getting it through sexual activity, but no, I'm like, I'm back putting gloves on at the goddamn pump. Like, I don't want to.
Yes.
I don't want that.
Maybe I shaking hand. Can't do that either.
I don't even want to be in nobody's house. Like, if I need to
say, we going back to the give me 6 feet situation.
Given I need to go back to remote job. Like,
that too. Me and my coworker said that the other day. We said, we find it very interesting on my job that there's a group of us where it's 6 of us in total. So it's 2 girls, the rest are guys, so 4 guys. The guys can come and go as they please, in and out the office, do whatever they want. Literally no one questions them. Me and my other coworker that is also a female, they're like, where y'all going? Oh, okay. I mean, we're not concerned, but like, we just wanted to know. That sounds like you're concerned.
Mind your business.
You don't question the rest of these men that walk in and out of this office. Why are you questioning the women? It's getting very much
sexist.
Yes. I was like,
I really want a job where I just want to do the job. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want all this extra shit. Like, and I don't know if that exists unless I'm working with myself.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to give you an update. Okay. So, you know the whole situation with the woman.
Oh, my God. Yes. My hair. We need an update.
So, we have a new person in our office. She's another Black woman. So mm-hmm. Now it's four of us.
Not the same.
So baby girl, she young. She younger than me. She's 28 or whatever. So, but you know, she is the only Black person technically on her team. Like I'm the only Black woman on my team or whatever. So the same lady that came and touched my hair asks her about her lashes and can she actually grow lashes? And then proceeds to say, like, I don't understand. Because the girl was like, no, they're like, you know, I get my lashes done or whatever. So they're like, you know, false lashes. But, you know, like, they just, like, put them on my lash to extend my lashes or whatever. Which I'm like, okay, I'm going to give baby girl the grace because she's young. But she ain't that damn young because I would have been like, bitch, no. So baby girl proceeds to take off her eyelash so the lady can stop explaining, like, asking her about her lashes. And so she was like, see, like, it's not my lash or whatever. You think I'm about to rip off my lashes at my job? No. I don't give a damn if you don't understand or not. If I explained it the first time around and you didn't get it, that's not my problem.
Look it
that's
up.
Not my problem.
Google it. YouTube it. Like, it's a thing.
But y'all acting like y'all ain't never seen lashes before. Y'all acting like y'all ain't never seen I went and got my hair done. I went and got my hair done because I said y'all trying to figure out if I got fucking weave or not. Because now it's 18 inches down my back. It's giving Rapunzel. And what we doing next week, in 2 weeks when we go on vacation.
Ooh! 20, you doing a sewing or clippings? Okay, yes.
Sewing.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't. The clipping life was, I'm with it, but like clipping them things in.
Girl,
every
I was
other
surprised
day,
you was taking them out.
But even when I don't take them, like eventually, I have to take them out because I have to just comb through my actual hair.
Out.
So it doesn't.
You leaving your hair out in between the clips? Braid mm-hmm. it up. Well, twist it back. Just leave out your U and a little bit on the side.
I don't know how to do that. So yeah, so I had to give up the clippings. I had to go get a sewing in because I was I'm tired. Say,
the things that we don't know how to do that we want to learn how to do, we're gonna have to try.
Yeah. There's just TikTok and be looking like, I can't talk to no girl that can't do her hair, but I'm like, y'all can't talk to me because I'm going to the shop.
They gotta stay employed. Like, oh, I didn't even tell you. The alarm going off in my house. Do you hear that? Okay. I'm gonna need my mom and my brother to get together. But I'm getting a perm. I decided I'm over it. So for my birthday, I am going to get it permed out. I'm gonna put my clippings in and it's gonna be nice and curly and bouncy and I'm just ready for something else. Like,
yeah. I feel you. There's a girl, I'm going to send you her TikTok when I find it. She said she was natural for 10 plus years. She just went and got a perm last week. She was like, I love you. She's like,
I'm not even on front. Like, this ponytail been in for about 3 days, so it look a little scruffy. I'm going to have to redo it tomorrow. But the amount of work that I got to do for my hair to look just to be slick without a whole lot of tension.
Or product.
It's given a lot of work, you know.
That's why I've never, as much as I love my, never wear my hair natural because I don't like doing it when it's straight. You think I'm going to do it when it's
like, I haven't worn my own hair out in almost 2 years, 2-3 years. But it's kind of just more of like, for me, I'm kind of over the look of it all. And I mean, I know people may not agree with that, but I know what it is for me to do a twist out, a braid. Like, I've done it for years. And for it to just not look like anything in the next day. Like, my hair doesn't keep form, you know, or keep style. soon as I step outside, it's like I ain't spent 2 hours braiding and twisting this shit up. And I'm like, mm-mm. What we're going to do is we're going to straighten her out. We're going to put some soft rollers in there. And it's going to give. And every 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to do, you know, wash and set and keep it moving. Less tension, less products. I mean, yes, I'm putting chemicals back in. And I mean, we're going to see what it do.
But it's also different now because, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like when we were younger, or maybe it was just me, but I got a perm at least every 6 weeks, every 2 months, whatever it was. Baby, the creamy crack was out. Okay?
Every 6 weeks.
It was. Okay. Edges needs to be.
I don't think it's perm.
But now you know, like, yeah, so I'm going to say now you know, like, maybe instead of every 2 months, like, go 6 months or 4 months. It's going to be
I'd
different.
I'd say, like, I'll probably get a perm every twice a year, if that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but the thing is, like, I was comparing my hair when permed versus when natural. And I tell y'all all the time about my edges and how I'm very sensitive about my edges. But I never had that sensitivity with permed hair. I have full, like, my hair was super full.
But you know what? Me and Chelsea just said the same thing because I said when I had a perm, my hair grew. And I mean, down my back. I feel like my hair been the same length since I've been
there. And that's the thing. Like, my hair grows, but I feel like the split ends. And I don't know if it's because, I mean, like, I feel like I'm playing more in my hair. And they say your hair grows when you leave it alone. So it's like, okay, when my hair was permed, legit, I would wrap it and unwrap it. I might put rollers in it and that would be it. Like, but I wasn't manipulating it to the point where my hair is breaking all the time. And then, like, my split ends is something serious with my natural hair. Like, it's something serious. I trim my hair every time I wash it because I have split ends. So it's like, okay, we're gonna really see what it do,
I agree. Hell, to be honest, I would probably go back to a perm as well. I just don't keep my, like, natural hair in its natural state. So I'm like, it don't. At this point, it don't matter. Like that girl said in that TikTok, you perm it, it might fall out. You get braids, it's going to fall out. You wear natural, it's going to fall out. So when clip in, just do
my
what you
thing is completely. Like, at this point, we know that there's options. Even if, and I understand that some women have a difficult time because I know, like I said, with my edges alone, I'm very sensitive about it. So I don't even want to imagine what it's like for my hair to legit fall out. You know what I'm saying? But I always find comfort that I could put a wig on and that should not look like a wig. You see what I'm saying? Like, with today's time, and I tell my aunt all the time, like, God forbid my hair falling out, because I really do feel like, for me anyway, just how I was raised, like, my grandmother was hard on us about keeping up with your hair. Keep up with your hair. Keep up with your hair. Your hair is your beauty. Your this and that. Now, I don't necessarily think that, you know, my hair is my beauty anymore. However, I still want my hair to be healthy, rather. So, yeah, we're going to figure it out. I feel like my hair
is healthy. We're gonna figure it out. I agree, though. My mother was the same way. She is still the same way. She was always the just, you know, don't walk out the house looking any type of way type of thing. So, which goes to, you can go into the whole topic of, like, how Black women wear their, like, bonnets out in public and stuff like that.
You know how we feel about that.
I want to say, do what you want to do, but the way Marlene raised me,
I would never.
Speaking of things, I saw this thing the other day and it, like, made me laugh so hard because it made me think of us, both of us, but let me figure where it's at. Oh, it says I am Tony, Moesha, and Molly all wrapped up in one. And I said, oh, baby, if this ain't never been more accurate a day in my life, I literally, this is embodies the three women from childhood.
I have been Moesha my whole life. Adulthood. Listen.
I said, I am definitely in my Toni, Moesha, or Molly. Most definitely.
I like that.
I most definitely feel that. I really like this dress. It is from, I think it's called, it's from Omi, Nomi. This, I don't know if you can.
Oh, move it over. Oh, nice. You're
gonna get in that. This dress is $215.
$200 and what dollars?
$15. I was like, nah. I mean, I love
it. Can we find a knockoff? Can we find a lookalike?
That's what I need to find.
We gotta find a lookalike. I'm sure you can get that somewhere. Not this who designed it. I don't have $215 to give to you, miss.
No, Pippin. I ain't got $215 to give.
But that be the thing. Like, I'd be so confused on why things are so expensive. What is the dress doing? Is it getting on you by itself? Is it tightening you in certain places?
Does the man come with it on the side for $215? The date that I'm supposed to be going on? Because if I'm spending $215 for a dress, we going on
date. I'm never taking it off. I'm going to wear it this weekend, both days, both Saturday and Sunday.
We going on a date somewhere. Somebody needs to see me in this. And I mean, and when I mean somebody, okay. I mean somebody's son.
That dress better fasten them buttons and unfasten them on its own. I am very cheap. Maybe that's it. Some people are like, $215 is a lot. $215 is bills. What are we talking about? Yo, but if you got it, want it, girl. Oh,
$215 is I don't know. Maybe because I am more aware of how much I spend because I spend a lot of my money on a child now. That's not my
child. Your son, basically.
I just feel like that be. Also, a lot of things have I don't know. I just been really trying to shop for this trip. It nothing really been calling my attention. That's a whole other thing.
I haven't even looked.
No, and I'm a shopper. But I just don't feel like I don't know where to shop.
Really? Because it's funny because I was gonna say I'm gonna get some online places from Christina so I can start shopping for my birthday.
I mean, well, you can always do Zara, or you can do Nasty Gal. I think I might order a few dresses from them. Like, I need formal dresses.
You said Nasty Girl?
Yeah, Nasty Gal.
Ooh, let me Nasty Gal. All right.
Yes. So, I just ordered some shoes for Miss Lola. They have a sale going on.
The place you got those shoes when you was back. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just ordered another five.
Five pair.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to do what you do in life.
Girl. Spend money. You can do that now. I'm trying to find somebody that's going to give you the money back. Whether that be a husband, sugar daddy.
Now we going to
find somebody. I want to serve a look for myself, but I'm also trying to serve a look for a sugar daddy. But it's gonna take me overseas, okay? Take me and the child, okay?
You make serving looks for me. This birthday, I don't have much planned. I thought I was gonna be going all the way out for my 30th, but reality set in, and I'm not really not.
I didn't really do much for mine though.
What did you do?
No. Literally, we went to dinner and then...
That was pretty much it.
That was it.
Yeah, that's what it's given. It's given, I have people that want to take me out. So this year, I'm not necessarily, planning for myself. I have this thing where I really enjoy skating. So every year, I go skating. So I'm just going to announce, the night that I'm going to go skating and invite people to come. But other than that, I don't have any set plans. And then I'm trying to think, now I'm in a whole relationship and a very different one from the one that I was in, where I would still plan, my birthday and stuff like that. And he would just, we would have, a dinner or something. But, this one is a bit different. Like, he want to plan my birthday. And I'm like,
and you should let him. You should let him. This will be your opportunity to see if he can plan.
He's like the curator of great time. There's nothing that he hasn't, that there's nothing that he's planned that I haven't enjoyed.
It is a lot of trust. Ooh, baby, that is a lot of trust. Especially on a day like that, where it's like, it can go up in the air. Because, you know, a girl good for crying on her birthday.
That's a lot of, like, especially because I ain't never let nobody plan. Typically, I have it kind of set out.
I barely let Chelsea plan my damn birthday. And I just, because I'm just like, exactly. What you got planned? So let me know. I don't want to do that. I do want to do that.
I'm interested to see. I want to know more about it, because he's like, oh, we're going to have a good time for your birthday. But it's like, well, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But I took off hella days, and then I thought I was going to be doing other plans. Like, I anticipated to go to California for my best friend's birthday, but decided not to go. And so it's like, okay, I got those days off. And then
I'm going to be in town so we can go to dinner. We were supposed to go to Vegas, but the festival got canceled.
Oh, shit, you didn't tell me.
Oh, yes. We bought our festival tickets. We bought our plane tickets. Something was like, oh, get the, like, make sure you can have, like, the insurance on your ticket, your plane ticket, Christina, or whatever. Like, a week later, after we bought our plane tickets, they made an announcement talking about, from unseen circumstances, we have to cancel the festival. Your money will be returned to you. So me and Chelsea were like, okay, now we got a plane ticket to Vegas. We ain't got no plane ticket.
Like, no place to go.
No place to go. I was like, well, technically we can still go to Vegas. But then, like, you know, that's like extra money now that we're spending on things that we were going for the festival. So what we're going to do is we're just going to fly when we fly back, when it's like the end of our trip, instead of flying back to Dallas, because we had also taken the extra days off to go to Vegas, we're just going to fly back to Atlanta, stay for a few days, probably go see my dad, and then like just chill in Atlanta for a few days and then fly back to Dallas. So when I'm in town, we can go to dinner, because it'll be like September 3rd, 4th, or whatever. We can go have like an early.
That'd be great. I mean, because both of our birthdays are right there in September. Okay, cool. Okay, I'm with that.
So, I will let you know. But we're going to get, I think we get back that Saturday. And I don't leave until that Tuesday. Okay. So,
we got that. Works out. Okay, we're going to figure it out for real.
Yeah. So, but I understand. Like, let him plan. You just sit back and enjoy. It is a big, like, year. I also think this would be a great time. You got a few weeks to, like, which I should probably start doing myself.
That's what I do on my birthday, like the day. Like, I read my journal that I've written for that year, and my year is from my birthday to my birthday. So I'm gonna read the journal that I wrote this year, laugh about all the dumb shit I did, because I did some dumb shit.
We all done been there, done that.
I'm gonna do that. Like, the stuff that I did last year, I really want to incorporate every year. So last year I got like a hotel for myself. I went and I did like a massage. I bought myself like the cake that I wanted. I ate where I wanted to eat and stuff like that. Now, he talked about my birthday like early summer, so we ain't talked about my birthday. Yeah, his birthday was great. Like, I felt like I did a good job. I mean, he said
you got to give a reminder, so you know, just in case he ain't started planning, he was
I'm
like,
gonna, I'm gonna say something.
You know, you're like, what should I be wearing for my birthday?
Do you want to eat dinner that night?
Or, you know, I just want to make sure I'm like dressed appropriately for whatever we're doing, and then.
Should my nails be done, though? They're going to be done, but, like, should they be, like, freshly done for that day? I'm talking, like, hair, nails, everything. I already know what we're doing that weekend that I'd rather not say online, but we're going to have some, we're going to you know, do some stuff on the weekend or take like 2 days and do some stuff just to like chill and kind of like be free. So I know we're going to do that. So yeah, okay. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm going to be very open. I trust that. It's gonna be a great time because like the things that I do on average, like I know I'm gonna go out with my sister and my cousin, like I know there's certain people that take me out every year for like dinner and stuff like that. My aunt and I are gonna do a dinner experience where we're like gonna go to like a luxury place and have like 5-course meals and then go see a show and stuff like that because her birthday also in September. So, yeah, it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good time. I feel like it's going to be a great time. But anyway, I feel like we've been rambling for like an hour.
We probably have. It's 10:10. It is. We have been rambling for an hour. This is just a good little catch up, though. Anything else? Oh, we didn't even talk about, do you have music that you have been listening to?
Oh, I've definitely been on my Beyonce shit. Between Beyonce. Yeah,
can we talk about all of the drama that Beyonce had to go? Say, why y'all doing why y'all doing Beyonce?
You know, like I feel like this is going to be an additional 20 minutes because
you give someone an inch and they want to take a whole fucking mile. Have multiple
feet. Let me just say, did you hear what she said?
About
Khalees? Fuck that. No, Monica Lewinsky after Khalees.
Yes, I heard her about how she wanted her name out of partition. Baby girl.
You did what you did, sis.
You did what you did.
You are not only for Beyonce.
Okay, I would be worried about Hillary Clinton, okay. Not Beyonce.
First of all, okay, she definitely highlighted, you know, Monica Lewinsky. Oh my, she definitely highlighted what was done. But wasn't nobody thinking about you in the 2000s?
No. And everybody's still ain't thinking about you, okay? You want to keep yourself relevant. That's why you keep bringing this up. If you wanted this to die down, you would stop talking about it.
You wasn't saying, I don't remember no tweets from Monica Lewinsky when Partitioner came out. Do you? Oh.
No.
So why are you I'm sure you're getting followers. I'm sure your numbers increased in other places. Well, like, shut up.
Also, let's talk about Khalees because I love my good sis, love both of them, but like, and I understand where she was coming from. She was saying that she got a bad deal when she was younger. Technically, Pharrell and the Neptunes own her song, but how is that Beyonce's fault?
So let me get it straight.
And then who? She tried to give you the credit, and you still rang your
bell. She was saying that, okay, yeah, I got the credit, but I didn't get paid. Is that what she was saying?
Yes. But she's saying she doesn't get paid because Pharrell technically and the Neptunes technically own that song. But she tried to give you credit out of it. And I'm sure in some sense that you would have gotten paid in some type of way or fashion for it. Now, if you didn't and the money still went to Pharrell, once again, how's that Beyonce's fault? She didn't make you sign that deal.
See, and I didn't know that it technically, because after a while, you know, my attention span is just like, I don't give a shit about this. When they said that, oh, she was off, like she took it out, and I was like, I didn't even hear it. Did you hear? I didn't hear it either.
So I was like, are you sure this is your song? But they claim it towards the end. Beyonce's like, la, 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 like y'all should get in milkshake or whatever. But I was like,
this kid can't even give la, 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 la no more?
No.
So if she would have did la, 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 she would have, then Sister Act 2 would have been. Looking for a check.
That's definitely.
Oh my God.
But I bet Lauren Hill wouldn't have said anything. Like,
no. So yeah, I've been listening to
she tried to give you your credit and you still running your mouth. So now that she's taking you off the song, now you upset because she's taking you off the song. Man, you can't have it both.
She's upset. I thought she was happy. I read something that she was happy about her being taken off. Yeah, but she could have that could have been handled in a different way. That could have
That ain't Beyonce's fault that you signed that contract when you was young. And granted, I understand, like, you've gotten taken advantage of in a sense.
Not my
fault.
That's not her
fault. Also, if you wrote the song, if I wrote something, I'd be damned if my name ain't on it. Like, how you write the songs for your whole entire album, but you let Pharrell and the Neptunes put their name on it, and your name ain't nowhere near this?
Well, at that time, she probably thought that their name would have sold and hers wouldn't. Well,
I also think, like, baby, you should probably be suing Pharrell and the Neptunes. Stop bringing this up with Beyonce.
I mean, a lot of people are trying to get their shit back, ownership back. You could have went on that wave.
Which brings me back watching that Wu-Tang story, and a boy was like, for an old dirty bastard, and he was like, no. Give him his royalties. Even what's the man name that sing the Lion King song? He said he still get a paycheck because his mama turned down the $200,000, and he'll take the royalties from it.
Mark,
how many times Lion King have been played throughout our whole time childhood? And he get a check every time that song get played.
Yeah, I mean.
How many times they probably played the Lion King song at Disney every day?
That man making money.
Making money. I'll take the royalties
but
over.
People didn't understand that, you know, you telling people, you looking at advances, and you're like, oh, this money a little long. I don't know what royalty. I don't know if this shit going to hit. That's why you got to
believe in yourself. But that be the shit that hit.
That's why you got to believe in yourself. Oh, girl. All right. What you been listening to?
That new Division song.
I love Division. I love everything.
Have you heard it? You heard it?
Division. That. Is there a video? I think there's a video now.
There is a video. Yeah. Which is really great. Which the video is it's very interesting. Wow. The song is very toxic in itself. Even they said, like, Jermaine Dupri produced it, and he had text Jay-Z so that he can use his, like, version in it. And he was like, I'm going to sign off on it, but this is one toxic-ass song. And I was like, he was like, Jermaine Dupri was like, yeah, I know. But
okay, I got to watch the video. So when we break, I'm going to go on.
Go watch the video. Yes, it's very toxic. I made that one song made me make a whole playlist off of toxic ass songs. So now I have a whole toxic playlist.
Brent, I said Brent had to make your playlist.
Oh, Brent, most definitely. Let's. Brent is on here. Chris Brown is on here. Jasmine Sullivan is on here. SZA is on here. Summer Walker is on here. All the people that you would think is toxic is on here. Trey Songz on here.
Goldie
on here.
Okay.
Bryson Tiller. All of it. It is currently at 4 hours of toxic songs. But when I tell you I have listened to this playlist for the past week and a half, Chelsea's like, I can't believe you like this song, Christina. It is so toxic. And I'm like, it is. I'm not going to lie to you. But that man's, and I've listened to a podcast about this. People have had real think pieces about, like, if you get caught cheating, does that mean that you don't love your partner or whatever? I just like the song. If a nigga cheat on me, we're done. But I do like the song, though. It is very catchy and very, like, he says what he says. Just because you gonna let this one little mistake fuck up your whole relationship.
Well, see, this time, I thought Division was two people.
No. So he is one person, but they are considered, his producer, he considers them to be a group. So is one person singing the songs, but his producer, they're technically a duo because he includes the producer and his producer and all of everything.
Same producer.
Yes. He's like, he is the only producer that he's ever used in his life besides Jermaine Dupri now, because Jermaine is the one that helped produce the song. But they consider themselves to be a duo because it's like, he was like, when they got started, his friend was believed in him the most, and so he was like, you know, it's a package deal.
Ooh, he's 37.
According to this,
Daniel Daly. Mm. That's his name. It is.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay, so okay, yeah, we're gonna go on break for a little bit. First of all, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard Cheers to the Best Memories, where it's The Vision and Ty Dolla $ign? They got a whole album. Oh, my oh. God. This is one, like, I play this thing on repeat on, like, a monthly basis because I love it that much. I'm going to send it to you, okay? And listen okay. to it and then tell me what you think because love okay. it. It's so good. Okay. All right, and you got anything else to say?
No, you have any? We'll talk about TV shows okay. in the next episode.
All right, guys, it's been real. Bye.
Bye.